We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Sharp reaction to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict.
No justice! No peace!
Sound as demonstrators march across the Brooklyn Bridge last night, part of mostly peaceful protests in the city and across the country after a jury acquitted the Wisconsin teenager on all counts in the shooting of three protesters, killing two. In the city, demonstrators shut down the Manhattan-bound Brooklyn Bridge for more than an hour, rallied outside Barclays Center. No word of any arrests there. Five people were taken in for vandalism in Middle Village, Queens. A car's windshield broken and expletive spray painted on another vehicle. Queens City Councilman Robert Holden told the Post protesters were also jumping on cars and stealing American flags. In some other places, protests got more intense. In Portland, Oregon,
when police announced that they were declaring a riot over the loudspeaker, they said they had heard people in the crowd say that they wanted to burn the Justice Center down. Police also say windows were broken and doors also were damaged at city facilities. For a time, the crowd blocked Southwest 2nd and Main by the Justice Center and the Portland Police Bureau and began to tear down fencing and construction signs to use as street barricades. They also set some of that material on fire in the street.
That's correspondent Jennifer Dowling. Now, reaction to the verdict is pouring in from all sides. Rittenhouse told Fox News' Tucker Carlson show,
"The jury reached the correct verdict. Self-defense is not illegal. And I believe they came to the correct verdict, and I'm glad that everything went well. And it's been a rough journey, but we made it through it. We made it through the hard part."
The families of the men he shot see it somewhat differently.
The parents of Anthony Huber issued a statement. "We are heartbroken and angry that Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted. There was no justice today for Anthony or for Mr. Rittenhouse's other victims. Today's verdict means there is no accountability for the person who murdered our son. It sends the unacceptable message that armed citizens can show up in any town, incite violence, and then use the danger they have created to justify shooting people in the street."
That's correspondent Terry Moran. Mayor-elect Adams says the decision's an indictment of irresponsible laws that make society far more violent under the guise of personal freedom. Fight between two students at a Bronx high school ended with a 14-year-old stabbed. Police say it just happened before 1 p.m. at Walton High School on Reservoir Avenue. 15-year-old and the 14-year-old were fighting when the older kid grabbed a scissor and stabbed the younger one. Victim taken to the hospital, expected to survive. 15-year-old taken into custody with charges pending. The Department of Ed is promising to provide additional security as well as counseling. And starting on Monday, DOE also says it had the correct number of officers on staff at the school. 25 years after a killing in Brooklyn, the suspect's been brought back from the Dominican Republic to face charges here. Police say Benito Rodriguez stabbed 21-year-old Giovanni Malpique to death in Bushwick in 1996 and escaped first to Chile and then to the Dominican Republic. Cops tell the Daily News a Crime Stopper story broadcast by Univision led to the arrest. Have you seen this creep? Police want your help finding the guy who menaced a bus driver on Central Park West earlier this month. It happened last Saturday, just before 9 a.m. Cops say the guy got off the M10 bus in front of 200 Central Park West and threatened to kill the driver. Then they say he simulated a firearm and ran off. Police have a photo of him, and they urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.